Welcome to the Producer's Journal, your go-to resource for aspiring creators and businesses looking to elevate their brand visibility and credibility with podcast marketing. This is an SRP production. Please visit srpstudiosllc.com to learn more about how you can benefit from podcasting. I'm your host, Derek, and I leverage my years of work in the podcast industry to guide my audience to unlock their full podcasting potential. Click that link tree in the description and follow this podcast on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. Tune in and let your podcasting journey begin. Okay, today's guest is Vicki Aslan from Alpha Omega Veterans Service, Inc. Today we're going to be talking about her podcast idea that will serve and support veterans in their struggles. But a little more about what Vicki does. She provides housing and supportive services for veterans experiencing homelessness. They offer transitional supportive housing for up to 20 veterans and permanent housing in three types: one bedroom, studio, and two bedroom shared living townhouses. This is for veterans who have been through transitional or have been priced out of affordable housing. Learn more at alphaomegaveterans.org. All right, Vicki, good morning.
Good morning.
It's 2:30. What am I saying?
Good afternoon. And I was right there with you.
Look, anyone watching, you see my studio. When I black it out, it gets nocturnal and I lose complete track of time.
And we're in the middle of a snow event. So as we call it in the South, a weather event.
Yeah,
it's knocked me off my game. You know, I'm at home and, you know, not in the office, and, you know, meetings that I have been just a struggle because I'm used to having things in front of me that I don't have at home. So
anyway,
I'm glad to be here, and thank you so much for having me and allowing me time to talk about Alpha Omega and my idea and the idea of doing a podcast for veterans information. I'm sure they're out there. That's one level of communications I have not dabbled in. So I was really excited when you invited me.
Oh, for sure. I'm looking forward to talking about this. It's a great connection. You know, this is very specific how it connects with your business. And you mentioned you're sure there's more of these out there, and that's okay. There's such a large space for podcasters where you can niche it down right down to a region if you want, but every podcast has an audience.
Right.
So don't let that discourage you. You do what you do. Yeah. And because at the end of the day, you're also kind of having fun with it, and it's giving you some momentum in creating and working in your business and on your business. So let's talk about Omega first.
Okay. Right. Alpha Omega was started in 1987 by a mother of two sons. Her name is Ola Mae Ransom. It started in a duplex building in South Memphis because they returned from Vietnam and were unable to reintegrate back into society, couldn't hold down a job, and had issues, mental health issues, which we now recognize as PTSD. At the time, PTSD was in the DSM, but it hadn't infiltrated out to all the VA hospitals and all the different psychological medical facilities. So it wasn't as well known as it is now. And we know so much more about it now, but at that time it just was brand new, and there were no services at all for veterans in Memphis. And Alpha Omega was the first veteran only housing for veterans experiencing homelessness. And that is, I've changed the wording a little bit, and sometimes I stumble over that because we want the veterans to know that they are not homeless. That is not a state of being for them. It is a temporary thing, which means they're experiencing homelessness, but they themselves are not homeless, if that makes sense.
Right,
it may be a play on words and a little, but it just gives more of a human feel for the veterans. You
which
know,
they need. Come on.
Yes. Oh, my God. Respect is one of the main things, you know. Yeah. People think, I mean, back in the 80s, it was, you'd see homeless veterans. I'm a homeless veteran, or somebody in a camo jacket or something out there. Well, now we've got such a homeless problem with that is being met in Memphis at a greater rate because we have so many more people experiencing homelessness because of the affordable housing. The lack of affordable housing is the number one cause of all homelessness, but especially with veterans. And then the lack of affordable housing available to veterans is also what prevents us from putting them in their own home. So when we started Alpha Omega, it was just transitional housing to get them literally off the streets. But now we're seeing people who are in their houses being removed because the house may be being flipped by an outside investor that bought the house from the owner and is not even in Memphis. So you're finding out people are losing their living situation. And many of the veterans, because they're veterans, had a relationship with the owner of whatever they were renting. And then when that particular entity transferred it over and sold it to be flipped, they got a notice to vacate, which is not the same thing as an eviction notice. It's not a legally binding thing that you have to be out, but it is a legally bi no, excuse me, I said that backwards. They're not going to put you out like under the sheriff where you're evicted and it's on your record for the rest of your life. Being removed means they can still remove you in 30 days. It's a legal notice. And most of them try to call the number on the piece of paper that they get. And it's somebody in New York, and it's a tree of phone numbers, and click here and press three. And it gets very confusing. And think about a senior trying to do that, whether they're a veteran or not. Just imagine that. I get frustrated with phone trees and phone systems where you just are constantly being transferred by a robot. Imagine
Oh, I
being.
know.
It's insane, but imagine your house being what you're losing because you're not talking to somebody. So anyway, that's what we saw recently happen in on top of the pandemic. So it was like a double whammy for veterans and anybody that was just bare minimum making it in the city. We noticed that in the and
Well,
when I speak of the city of Memphis, the region, the Western Tennessee region.
Western Tennessee. Well, good for you. God bless you for that, because no one needs to be homeless, but when you have people fighting for us like they do, they deserve the best.
I mean, they signed an oath to defend the Constitution, and that is the body of laws that run this country. That is what they signed, and they do it without question. And it's all volunteer now. At one time in Vietnam, it was obviously it was the draft. We had the draft in place, and there were some questions about that. And when they switched, we have plenty of people joining. We have plenty of them, but they joined understanding that that meant something. And at Alpha Omega, our mentality is not every veteran needs a home because not every veteran I know is without a house. I mean, there are plenty of veterans who are that I know in veterans employee groups like at Valero, Nike, Hilton. They're all there and they're okay. They don't need a house, but every one of them give back to us. Every one of these veteran organizations or that have a lot of veterans in there, they call them ERGs, I think, employee resource groups. And AutoZone is another one. They have something called AZ Valor, and they are so supportive of us, but they don't need a home, and they know that. But every veteran deserves a home.
I would say so.
Every vet, I mean, that's just the fact. At least a place to call home, whether it's a house address on a street or whether it's one of our apartments.
Well, let's talk about the podcast and how that connects. So I'm interested, before I start digging in on the details, I'd love your thought process on how, more than how it connects. I think we can figure out how it connects, but how do you want to help solve this problem through this podcast?
Well, we would probably interview people like the VSOs, who are overwhelmed and overworked. We only have 3.5, and I say 3.5 because there's one part-time person right now in West Tennessee. We have about 70,000 veterans in West Tennessee that are served by the VA hospital at Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So what is VSO?
Veterans Service Officer through the county, the Shelby County Veterans Service Officers. DeSoto County has one. Everybody has one.
Yeah.
But because of the number of veterans we have in a concentrated number, the VSOs see everything.
Yeah.
And especially there's so many questions about veteran benefits. One of the things that we do is advocate for the veterans as well. I don't just sit behind a desk and make sure they get housed, but we will go out and speak to the county. For example, we did the VFW 5066, Irreverent Warriors, and several groups that are veterans groups, and they asked me to participate, talk to them about the need of having more VSOs. There's an economic impact that happens to a community when the veterans receive their benefits, and the VSOs help them maneuver through that. But when you've got four people to help veterans, 70,000 veterans mm-hmm. with their benefits, how does that work? It doesn't work well.
Yeah. So these VSOs are perfect to interview because they are the most knowledgeable.
Right.
And you're using them as the host, using them as leveraging their expertise in this.
Correct.
So then the audience would be the veterans themselves, other organizations to try to come in and be to then help the veterans more directly. What does the audience look like for you?
The audience is going to look like veteran families and veterans. The reason is that when a veteran gets older, I get more calls from their family members, and it could be an aunt, an uncle, a cousin, somebody that's helping them through whatever health issues they're dealing with,
yeah.
or, you know, because you may not have thought you needed any benefits or you didn't want to apply for benefits, but they're finding all kinds of things now that the VSOs are aware of that you can file a claim for. And so that is a critical person to be in a part of it. And the veteran families, the veterans, and the veteran community, because there are people out there like the VFWs, the American Legion leaders, and even the Tennessee Suicide Awareness works very hard on veteran suicide. Right. In conjunction with the VA. So there's so many connections out there, and all of these would be not only potential guests, but they would be listeners as well, I would hope.
And through that platform, you are self-promoting in a way where you're giving your audience opportunity to donate, volunteer, sponsor. That's all part right. of that. That's where I know we're not trying to grow a business with this one in a way. This is an organization, but at the end of the day, you're trying to grow it and increase your reach.
Exactly.
To hit more people. So you're using this as a tool to market and promote and almost like advertise.
Absolutely.
Omega.
Absolutely.
So how do you feel about being a host? I know, what kind of questions do you have for me on what it's like to host a podcast?
Well, what is it like to host a podcast?
Well, as you can see here,
brought it up.
Yeah, as you can see here, you're witnessing greatness, right?
Yes.
I'm just kidding. But, well, you need to know your audience. So, okay, you got that. You know, you need to know your messaging. You got that. But now as a host, you are to bring in your expert and get as much information out of them in a conversational way. You seem like a very nice conversational person. You know,
yeah, I have been told I could talk the ears off a billy goat, but you know.
But what you want to make sure you're doing is focusing at each episode on some feature topics too, because you want to educate. So one episode might be, and I don't know all the ins and outs, but of the problems that, you know, these veterans are having, but maybe a VSO that you bring in is extra good with PTSD. Okay, well, now it's a PTSD-themed episode that's very specific to that, and you're bringing in your knowledge on how to solve these problems. You could even bring statistics, but it's all about PTSD. The next,
so I need to do my research is number one.
So so target guests that fall in line with your content plan. So you can sit down and think of 10 topics that you want to cover over 10 episodes. Mm-hmm. You bullet point them out. You kind of put a roadmap together of the kind of messaging you want within that podcast. And then who as a guest fits that the best. But I would gather most of these VSOs could probably fit in all of them. You know, they know enough. Right. But that will help dictate who you bring in for that interview.
There are times when it would be appropriate to have a conversation with some of our veterans that have gone through the program and graduated, because that is the hardest thing to get, is to get their input.
Having a veteran on the show, very impactful, because mm-hmm. your audience will relate. And hearing someone else's story, if they're willing to talk about their experience while on duty in Iraq, you know, whatever mm-hmm. they're okay with talking about, that will give comfort and be a little cathartic for the listener, because they're not alone, and that will help them understand they're not alone. I think that'd be very impactful. And in fact, you would want a good balance, you know, 1 week we're educating, and then 1 week, let's tell a story of this person's experience, how he ended up where, or she is it ended up where they're at this moment, the lessons they learned. And now through that story, though, now there's education coming through with that, because your veterans that are listening are hearing it straight from one of them.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then you've got the family of the veterans. A family member come in and talk about their father or their uncle or their brother and what it was like from a family standpoint and what you can do.
Yeah.
You're making my head go.
That's what I do here. I make people confused and anxious.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. Well, so when thinking about this podcast, and first off, let me ask you this. How long has the podcast idea been rolling through your thoughts and mind?
It hasn't been until you started coming to BNI.
Well, there you go. All right. So that's beautiful. So when thinking about that, what is the first fear you get on starting one? What's that roadblock?
But it's going to cost me.
Okay. All right. So
the
some
cost.
People,
yeah, because some people, everything boils down to money when it comes to a nonprofit.
Oh, for sure. You know, more often than not is, I don't know how to start. Well, okay.
Yeah.
That's definitely.
Well, I got you for that. You're going to teach me how to start.
That's what I'm talking about, you know. But as far as cost, look, there's many ways to do this. And in general, any producer should have tiers and packages and a nice price deck, but also remain flexible and understand what the client is really looking to do, but also what's the business. I'm working with a nonprofit today, and then the next day I'm pitching a $5 million small business.
Right.
I'm going to have two different approaches on that. And so any producer out there, understand, learn who you're pitching and understand what they not only are trying to accomplish, but what kind of budget they might have. There are simple ways to do this. The fact that you're doing it over Zoom is huge. That's very, gives us something very easy to edit. You can repurpose and use the video. You're recording the call. So now you have the video as well. And that's mm-hmm. great. And there's so many resourceful ways to repurpose that. All right. So I like to wrap up our episodes with some fun and playing around with names, podcast names, and as a way to get some juices flowing. And I find finding that name and tagline really, you know, puts the cherry on the top and can often have my client give my client a better vision, and it encapsulates it, and it gives them something even more tangible to think about when there's a name for it. We got Battlefront Chronicles, Stories of Valor and Victory. Not too bad.
Those are not applicable to my veterans. Well, they are. Not everybody was in battle.
So okay.
I don't want to stay away from the battle.
Okay.
But Victory and Valor, there's something to that. I like that.
Uh-huh.
Because what it gives the veteran, regardless of what you did on the battlefield, by healing yourself, that's victory in your battle against whatever demons you're fighting. So Victory and Valor is an option.
But I love this exercise because you niched it down more. The battlefront, you're like, no, that doesn't really make sense. So connect the way I want. Well, maybe this next one, let's try another one. Veteran Voices Unveiled, Bridging the Silence. You know, you're hearing their voices. A podcast for veterans by veterans, breaking barriers and sharing stories. Serving in Silence, Navigating Veteran Challenges.
What about serving those who served?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. I mean, at the end of the day, I want you to
figure out
what you want.
What I'm thinking of.
But notice this is getting the juices flowing and kind of giving you an idea. Yeah.
Yes. It can be long, is what you're saying. I mean, it could be you can call it whatever you want.
Well, you want it to be punchy, a name, and then a quick tag. The tag is just so that you're encapsulating the who, what, why, and the purpose of the podcast in a few words. So again, we'll go Serving in Silence, Navigating Veteran Challenges. I still think that's a little vague.
But, I do too.
But that is the what's the term I'm looking for? The cadence, right? Not only is it a good cadence in saying, and you're from BNI, you know the art of having that elevator pitch and trying to get as much information in 30 seconds, and every 2 seconds is vital. So you want to be able to quickly give someone the name and that quick meaning in the tagline, but also there's a visual aspect to this. When you make your cover art, each podcast has that square thumbnail.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want too many words on there. You don't want it wordy and busy. So name and then three words, bam, bam, bam. All right.
Let me just say this and see what it sounds like out loud. Victory in Valor, Serving Those Who Served. Because there's something by serving those who serve, it's a victory.
Yeah.
Because it's their victory. And then the people who do it, the valor of our work. And some of them are veterans doing the work. So
I love it. Repeat that for everybody again.
Okay. Victory and Valor, Serving Those Who Served.
Victory and Valor.
In Valor.
In Serving Those Who Served. I love it.
Is that too much?
Well, again, there's two ways to think of it. I think when saying it, it's beautiful. It's perfect.
Yeah. Cup
part, then you might manipulate it a little bit. But I wouldn't even worry about that. But Victory in Valor. That's great. You know, but that's why I do this exercise.
Yes.
And now it's helped dial in. It can sometimes help dial in your messaging again. Like, all right, I love this name. Oh, that makes it even more specific. So now you tailor the information you're giving out to match that.
Right. And I really like this because we control the content.
Yes. Yeah. You have the control to spotlight every niche and corner of your organization the way you want, because you're the one telling the story. You, Vicky. Yeah. You're having people come in and tell stories for you, for the episode, for the audience, but you're the one choosing who is telling a story.
Right.
You're choosing what the story needs, you're choosing the stories that need to be told. You're choosing the education that you want to put out there. And that's right there where it builds your brand. You're getting the Omega name out there.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's time to get Vicky's name out there, and you're the face. You're going to be the spokesperson. That's why you have them. But at the end of the day, it's that personal connection
mm-hmm.
to the brand, and that's going to be you. So that's where you can have that control, and you're spotlighting. You're not making it about yourself. But at the end of the day, people are going to learn to trust you and go to you for the resource that the podcast brings. And that can ultimately help with the connections you make, grow the organization.
So we're super excited about this new chapter that we're moving into. And I think this podcast would just enhance that and be a benefit, a long-term benefit, and an answer to some of our development issues, our funding. And because mm-hmm. sometimes, you know, when I started in this position, it was like, I felt like Alpha Omega was the best kept secret in Memphis. Jimmy Buffett has a song called Quietly Making Noise. And that was my tagline. I was like, I am quietly making noise for Alpha Omega Veteran Services.
Yeah.
Because we've been doing this the longest in the city of Memphis, and we're turning the corner at not becoming the least known. We're becoming the best known.
You hit a point there that's worth stopping on, even though I mentioned that we were going to be wrapping up, but you said the word long-term. So yes, that it's a long-term investment and time investment for you to build that mm-hmm. audience. On a technical front, though, when I hear long term as well, is the life span of this form of content. It's in perpetuity. You make an episode, it's on Apple, it's on YouTube, you embed it in your website. But at the end of the day, people can access it 2 years from now. A new person will learn who you are, they discover your podcast, they go to it, and then they go down the archives. Like, ooh, this is interesting. And then they're scrolling through, and they might find a title that hits them, speaks to them for an episode that is 7 months old.
Mm-hmm.
Where if you just constantly advertise on Facebook, which is needed, but that post has a very short lifespan. And once it flushes through everyone's feeds of your followers, it's gone. That's mm-hmm. why you got to post again and again and again. Which is definitely necessary in this world and day and age of marketing. But the podcast gives you a different platform. It's a different form of value because you're investing in these things, but they stick around. You own it and it's published for as long as you want your YouTube channel. Well, this was awesome, Vicky. Thanks for doing this. Definitely interested in talking to you more. Again, this isn't a sales call here. Hope to see you again soon in BNI, Germantown.
Yes.
I love your chapter. It's my home away from home. It's my favorite chapter. Don't tell Hernando. Excellent. So again, it's alphaomegaveterans.org. Thank you for what you do, Vicky. It's God's work. We appreciate you for that. And ladies and gentlemen, thanks for hanging for this long. If you made it this far, congratulations. We appreciate you still being here. And until next time, have a great day. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Producer's Journal. Click that link tree in the description and follow this podcast on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. Please visit srpstudiosllc.com to book your free consultation and learn more about how your business can use podcasting to elevate brand visibility and credibility. You can also support this podcast through Patreon. If you enjoy this podcast, please donate and sign up for the Patreon tip jar. It's $1 a month. Your generosity will go a long way to help build this podcast. Thank you for listening and watching, and have a great day.